Please go ahead. This afternoon's conference call is now being recorded.
Thank you ever so much, Tim. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, everybody, and welcome to the GNSO Review Working Party on the 13th of November 2014. On the call today, we have Ron Andros, David Mayer, Jennifer Wolfe, and Richard Westlake. Avi Dore will be joining us shortly. We received apologies from Michaela Nalen, Chuck Gomes, Wolf Ulrich Knurban, and Marika Koenigs. From staff, we have Mary Wong, Louisa Gernick, Lars Hoffman, Matt Ashtiani, and myself, Natalie Peregrine. I'd like to remind you all to please state your names before speaking for transcription purposes. Thank you ever so much, and over to you, Jennifer.
Thank you, and thanks for those of you who took time to make the call today. We really appreciate it. I know there are a lot of other calls going on in the ICANN space and a lot of overlapping time, so I appreciate those of you who made the time to be here. We don't have a lot on our agenda, so it probably won't take too much time today, but we did want to touch base a few weeks after the Los Angeles meeting and really focus today on what's coming in our work, because we will have some of our heavy lifting coming as the Westlake report will be presented to us in December, and we'll just review what those dates will be and what our workload is going to look like between December and January and how we'll manage that. So we'll go ahead and get started on the agenda. I don't know, was there anything in follow-up to the Los Angeles meeting? Did anyone have anything they wanted to respond to or follow up on from our in-person meeting in Los Angeles?
Hi, this is Matt.
Yeah, go ahead, Matt.
So I just want to give a quick update of just some general activities that went on during the Los Angeles meeting. So just so we all are aware, we did almost 10 official presentations to various groups, including the GNSO Council, ALAC, ESSEC, NCUC, NCSG, ISPCP, IPC, BC, and RRSG. So we also had a blog from Jen on Circle ID that went pretty viral, so that was another really great way for us to get the word out and have the outreach. We also had the video displayed during the public forum, including a social media campaign. There are many side meetings and unofficial outreach that eventually led to approximately 152 people completing the survey. So we had an increase of about, I think, around 30%. But I think overall we had a pretty good run at the LA meeting.
That's great. Thank you. That's great to hear that the efforts were successful. Ron, please go ahead.
Thank you, Jennifer. I just wanted to comment on that as well, Matt. I think it's a real tribute to the efforts that staff made to really try to get this out into as many fora as possible during the LA meeting. And that's probably one of the first times that I'm aware of where such a concerted effort has been made across all fronts, even getting into the opening ceremony and so forth. So really well done, and I just wanted to commend all of you for the good effort on that in that regard. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Ron. Absolutely. And it's great to see that it turned out in results and the increase in people taking the survey. So thank you, yes, absolutely, to everybody for making that happen. As I always say, you guys make it very easy to volunteer, so thank you very much. Any other comments on Los Angeles? Okay. Well, then let's move on and get an update from the Westlake team. Richard, would you like to go ahead?
Thank you very much, Jen. Yes, Richard here. Following on from Los Angeles, where we also did something like 20 or, I'm trying to remember the exact number, but about 20 in-person interviews in addition to everything else that was going on. We have both launched, promoted, and closed the supplementary assessment. On that one, we had much smaller numbers, but what we have ended up with is something that I think is very, very helpful for us. In the end, in the fortnight or so that the survey was open, we had about 50 people start the survey, and of those, 26 completed the short survey. And a few of those, not many, but a few, did 2, 3 or more working groups, so came through the survey. So the 26 is the total number of completions. What is quite excellent about that is when somebody's done two or three working groups, you can see the change in tone, the change in opinions, so it gives you a bit of a benchmark against which to measure somebody who's simply, if you like, coming in and talking about one working group. So we've had a few people who really were very constructive. Now, the numbers aren't what you might refer to as statistically valid, but they've given us some very useful pointers. And again, the beauty about what they've given us is that they have given us information which is not always exactly the same, but certainly consistent with what we have picked up from both our previous observations, our interviews, the major survey, and also working through the desktop research. Now, for the last 2 weeks or so in particular, we have been heavily involved both in analyzing the results of the original survey and also in completing our desktop research, because our proposal, or our aim now, as you can see from what's just got up on the timeline on the Adobe workroom, is that on the 19th of December, we deliver our draft report to you. So we have a lot of work to do over the next few weeks. Thank you, Jen. I'm happy to take questions.
Thank you. Are there any questions for Richard? Yes, Ron, please go ahead.
Hi, Richard. Good morning, or good evening to you, sir. Thank you very much for that report. I just wanted to make sure I understand. So we had the 360 assessment that went out, and we kept that open for some period of time to try to get as many respondents as possible. So I'd like to speak to that in a second. And then we did the supplemental. That was a much shorter window. That's what you just referred to in this last piece, and where you said 26 surveys were completed, which, as you see, is not certainly not of value in terms of the numbers, but I appreciate there's some statistical value there. The question I have for you is, not having completed the 360 part, and how did that work out for you in terms of numbers? Were we satisfied with the numbers? I'm sorry, I've been working on a lot of things lately, and I'm not up to speed on this. So if you could just give us a little bit of information about the 360 itself and what your takeaway was from that after we finished up LA. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Again, when we got to the 150-something that completed the major 360, that really did get us some quite substantive material to work with. And we really only in the last week or so have we really started to get the fuller analysis of what was in that, but we were very comfortable with that because it was a workable amount, but I would say there were sufficiently large numbers and sufficiently large number of comments on most of the key areas for us to really get both a sense of the range of views, but also some very clear understanding, because a few people went to considerable lengths in the final three questions to provide further explanation or to address something that wasn't even in the original 360. So the 152 that Marisa has just put up, full responders, we got to a certain point within that survey which we regarded as completion, was actually quite a healthy number, but still also a manageable number. Thank you. Does that help you?
Yes, it did. Thank you very much, Richard.
Thank you. Any other follow-up questions for Richard? Okay, seeing none, we'll go ahead and move on to what our next steps are. And I see we already have up on screen our dates, which is what's really important. Our next step will be we received the draft report on December 19th from Westlake, and then we are working on scheduling calls for the first and second weeks of January for our work to really begin, where we review and discuss and determine the comments that we want to provide back to Westlake. Matt, I know there was a doodle poll that was circulated. Did we find a good date that was going to work for everyone, a good date and time?
Hi, this is Matt for the record. So I think we were actually going to have both calls. That was the intent.
Right.
And so right now, last night I checked and each one had about 10 people that had chosen times.
Okay.
So I think that's pretty reasonable.
We need a reminder out.
Yeah, I can send a reminder out today, but just so everybody's aware, it closes tomorrow at 2359 UTC.
Okay. I think that's where we really want to try to get, you know, everybody on the working party to participate in those calls. That's probably the most important part of our whole scope of work, is providing that feedback to the Westlake report. So if we can try to get more people to at least select a time, I think that would be helpful. And then our plan will be, since I know that's over the holidays, but, you know, whatever time frame works for each of you to invest some time and review the report, we'll plan to come together after the first of the year and really dig through the comments that we want to provide and be prepared by January 19th to provide those comments. Larissa, I see your hand is up. Please go ahead.
Hello, everybody. This is Larissa Gernick. Staff is working on a space on the community wiki that once the report from the draft report from Westlake comes out, we will set up wiki pages for each observation or recommendation or finding or however the report is structured to give everybody a central place to post their comments, questions, and discussions to make it easier given the holidays and a lot of work that the working party has to go through. We thought that that might make it easier to aggregate everybody's comments. So if people have feedback on whether that would be useful or if there's some other tools that might be preferred, we're happy to consider that. But at the moment, the plan is to create wiki pages to collect everybody's comments, feedback, and questions. Thank you.
Thank you, Larissa. Ron, please go ahead.
Thanks, Jen. Actually, my question goes back to the update from Westlake. I didn't know we were moving through it so fast, so I'm happy to let others speak before I come back to that.
No, go ahead, please.
Okay, thank you. Richard, coming back, I'm just looking at the agenda. We talked about the 360 assessment. We talked about the 360 supplemental assessment, pardon me, but we didn't talk about the interviews at all. Just wanted to get a sense from you. How many interviews were conducted? What was your general takeaway from the interviews? Were the interviews face-to-face interviews, did they jibe with the assessments themselves, or were you finding new information coming from them? Just wanted to get a little more understanding of that. Thank you.
Thank you, Ron. This is Richard Westlake again. As far as the interviews went, we did something, I forget the exact number, but 20 or so interviews during the Los Angeles week. We're still processing. We had a number of other people still to call. But what we're trying to do is really to refine down what other areas do we still need to probe so we can have a really valuable and relatively short question set. I think, as you'd expect, the people we spoke to, the vast majority of those interviews were actually very valuable indeed and certainly put a lot of reason and, if you like, rationale behind the comments that came out in the 360. There was probably nothing much more in terms of the breadth of the comments, but in terms of the depth of explanation, understanding, and sometimes even seeing why various comments had been made, it was absolutely priceless, absolutely invaluable in terms of giving us a deeper understanding both of people's own position, but also of what some of the issues were. So there's been absolutely no question to my mind. Our typical finding in reviews of this nature, whether with ICANN and with other customers, is that it's those one-to-one interviews that really give you the richness of your data research, because there's only so much you can say in a survey, or only so much you will say in a survey. Whereas when you're sitting with someone and you build a bit of trust over half to three quarters of an hour, there were quite a number of people who really did open up quite extensively to us, both in a positive and a, dare I say, emotional sense in a couple of times. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks, Richard. May I follow on, Jen?
Yeah, please go ahead.
This is Ron, continuing then. So when you had these face-to-face interviews and people were really forthcoming, was there a percentage of people that you could say were concerned about the structural issues within ICANN in terms of the GNSO structure and those types of things? Or did you find when you had those conversations that the structure of the GNSO, the house structure that we've talked often about, whether that was a non-issue for those? Any comments on that?
Thank you. I would have to say that even though we said we made the point a few times and some people made the point to us that this is not a structural review of the GNSO, we had quite a material number of very consistent comments saying you cannot review the GNSO without making it a review of the structure. And some people had very strong views indeed on the structure. So I would say, no, they certainly did not ignore it. And they felt it was very relevant. Many people felt it was very relevant to the whole review process. So we've got to work out how to balance that, but remain also within our overall terms of reference. But Ron, absolutely, that was one of the issues that a lot of people did focus on.
No, I'm grateful to hear that response, in so much as this was the feeling of many of us on the committee on this work party. I think we're this is a work party. in any case, many of us had this thing nagging in the back of our head, and we were a little concerned that we didn't put enough attention to it in terms of the survey and other things. So I'm glad that it did come out, and it means that you're going to be giving a lot of significant thought to that. So obviously, if there's more that we can be doing here as a work party to inform and support that, please bring it to our attention. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Ron. And so just to clarify, Richard, so there will be some reference to that in your report. Is that correct? Is that what we heard?
Jen, I think, to be quite honest, we couldn't do a report with integrity based on the information we have without referring to it, even if we do have a parenthesis that this is strictly outside the terms of reference.
Okay, that's great. Thank you. Larissa, did you still have a comment or question you wanted to raise?
thank you, Jen. This is Larissa. I forgot to put my hand down, but since I have the floor, I did want to just clarify and follow up on Richard's point that request to Westlake was to conduct the review, which didn't necessarily include restructuring or proposing the way that the GNSO may need to be restructured, but it was very much within the purview of their work is to look at how effective the organization is, which necessarily would include whether the structure is working, and this is something that they will be expected to analyze and comment on based on all the feedback, including their own analysis. So just to continue to clarify that point, that it's how it should be restructured, if it should be restructured, that they weren't asked to do. But certainly we fully expect that a review of the of the structure would necessarily have to address the fact of how the organization is structured and whether that structure is working for the purpose of the organization. I hope that helps. I know that we've try to clarify and refine this point and make sure that it was clear. And please let me know if that clarifies things. Thank you.
Thank you. So just to be clear, on December 19th, will we be receiving an email from Westlake? Will it be a Word document that we can mark up? Will it be a PDF? What should we expect in terms of what we receive? Larissa?
Jim, this is Richard.
Go ahead.
Sorry.
Larissa, did you want to respond or Richard?
Yes, I'll be happy to respond. This is Larissa. Our expectation is that the report will be shared with the working party in its form, whatever form it comes in, and we will probably, to make it easier for everybody, will circulate the document itself. For those that may not have access to, to the wiki, we will also post it on the wiki. And as I said, we will, within a few days after receiving the report, when we see the structure of it, we will also set up wiki pages to capture the working party members' comments, questions, and such to make it a little bit easier to aggregate feedback and see the substance of the report. Having said that, of course, we don't know what the actual report is going to look like yet, so we're anticipating this as best as we can. We'll continue to work with Westlake to make it useful for all of you. Thank you.
And then just a follow-up question to that, as we look at, and I think that's great if we have a wiki and we can make comments and we can all, you know, go through the document as we need to, but when we look at preparing our formal feedback on January 19th, is the expectation that that would be in the form of some sort of written report or recommendations, or that it is a red line of what they provided? What's the expectation of what we are going to deliver back as our final product?
I will let Rich, this is Larissa, I will let Richard answer that question.
Thank you, Larissa. Thank you, Jen. Richard here again. We would certainly not expect you to come back by means of some sort of thesis of your own. What would be helpful would be, rather than having perhaps the entire working group, 20 people each putting individual sets of comments against a markup Word version of a document, if it was possible to break the various components of our report and provide, if you like, a range of responses as a separate document, though that would certainly be very, very helpful to work through, if you like, section by section. The easier it is for us, obviously, the clearer it is, the easier it is, but I wouldn't want to be prescriptive about how you respond to us, thank you, Jen. But likewise, we don't want to put too much burden on you, recognizing you only have 1 month, and as you say, it is over the holiday period.
Okay. Well, I think as a working party, once we actually see the report and see what we're dealing with and see some of the initial comments, you know, that can certainly be one of the first things that we address in our calls in early January is how do we want to present the information back to you. But that was helpful to just get some perspective from you. So looking at the dates, just moving forward then, so we'll have a call in the first week of January, a second call the second week of January, and then we will be working to deliver our feedback by January 19th. The next step is to have updates and discussions during ICANN 52 in February, and then the draft report will be posted for public comment. Was there a date where this was publicly posted for the first time, or is that that's February 13th, is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay, I was just trying to make sure. So the first time it's presented is February 13th, and it's open for comments through March 27th.
Yes, Jen, and this is Larissa, and as of course everybody probably realizes by now, in February we have the next ICANN meeting, so the expectation is that the time at the next ICANN meeting can also be used to continue the type of outreach that we've done in LA and in London in terms of making sure that the community and others that haven't had a chance to participate fully up to this point would have the opportunity to be familiarized with the draft report and be aware that the public comment period is coming up. So we'll do a lot of the same type of outreach as was done in LA that Matt had discussed to ensure that everybody is aware of the public comment period and also has an opportunity to engage.
Thank you. And the final report on April 30th, will we have another opportunity to provide further comments once we see the public comments, or is the what we provide on January 19th the last time we have an opportunity to provide our input?
This is Larissa. Jen, I think that's an excellent question. We were very focused on spelling out the timeline leading up to the first public comment period. So I think that maybe with some input from you and the working party, we can come up with some more detailed steps in terms of opportunities for feedback from this group. Certainly, having done this much work going through this process, we want to make sure that if there's still substantive conversations and questions and topics being discussed, that your group would have the opportunity to provide feedback to Westlake before the report is finalized. But I know Richard shares my sort of question too, to a certain extent, not knowing, not having seen the report yet, it's hard for us to anticipate the number of topics and the length of time. So as we've done all along, we'll continue to look very carefully at the timeline, and if it looks like there's not sufficient time for either Westlake to consider all the feedback or for for them to complete their report and summarize all the feedback, we will take a closer look at that timing.
Okay, thank you. And I think you're probably absolutely right. Once we see the report and we see where we are in early January, we could discuss that again as part of our agenda. Does anyone else have questions about the time frame or expectations of our work over the next couple of months? Or any other comments, questions? Okay, seeing none, is there any other business that anyone needs to discuss? Yes, Richard, please go ahead.
Jim, thank you. Richard Westlake again. I think I really ought to just take the opportunity to, in this pub more, this forum here, just to apologize for our error during the working group 360. For the time that we did, in fact, put the set of addressees into the two column in our invitation email. We have apologized, and we do apologize for that oversight. I hope it hasn't created too much problem for anybody. I have to say, from our end, only three people in the end. One person raised it with us, and two people did respond after we had brought it to their attention. It's one of those things you can't undo, but we have, in fact, devised processes to make sure, as far as possible, that it can't happen again, because now, should there be any further mass mail-outs, we have a two-step authorization process now, which will take place before anything does go out. So, again, I offer my apologies.
Thank you, Richard. Did anyone else have any questions or comments about that issue? Okay. I see in the chat there's some discussion about circulating the timetable that's on screen. I think that will be circulated. You can have those dates on your calendar. Is there any other business that we need to discuss today? Okay. Thank you. I know this was largely administrative, just discussing what we have coming up, but I appreciate all of you making the time for the call. And our next couple calls will obviously be much more substantive and in-depth. So we'll look forward, Richard, to seeing the report on the 19th and to getting our call set in early January. So I look forward to speaking with you all after the holidays. Okay, thank you. Thanks very much. That'll bring the meeting to a close.
Thanks, Jan.
Thanks, Jan. Thanks, everyone.
Thank you so much, Tim. You now stop the recording. Have a good day.